USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A hero from the war in Afghanistan is the latest recipient of the Medal of Honor. President Trump honored Army Master Sergeant Matthew Williams during a ceremony at the White House.
Matt's incredible heroism helped ensure that not a single American soldier died in the Battle of Shock Valley.
The Pentagon has released the first video and images of the raid that killed the leader of ISIS in Syria. At the Pentagon, General Kenneth McKenzie comments on the raid.
The mission was a difficult, complex, and precise raid that was executed with the highest level of professionalism in the finest tradition of the U.S. military.
Good day on Wall Street as the Fed announced they would cut interest rates by a quarter of a point. The Dow gained 115 points to close at 27,186. The NASDAQ improved 27. The S&P finished up 10. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
During a House hearing on Wednesday, FBI Director Christopher Wray says there's always threats evolving against the United States.
The threats out there aren't the same from a decade ago. They're evolving in scale, in impact, in complexity, in agility.
Wray also warned the committee about domestic homegrown terrorism. A Vermont senator is now the front runner in the nation's first primary state. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Bernie Sanders is now holding a slight lead over Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in the latest poll of Democratic voters in New Hampshire. The new CNN poll, which was conducted by the University of New Hampshire, finding 21% of likely voters in that state supporting Sanders in the 2020 White House race, 18% support Warren, former VP Joe Biden coming in third with 15%. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The current trade war between the U.S. and China is helping the community food bank in Tucson, Arizona. Norma Cable's a spokesperson for the food bank, and she says items that previously would have been sold to China are making their way to food banks.
As we see the demand pick up over the holiday season, we are very grateful to be able to offer this kind of food.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says U.S. forces will repel any attempts to take Syria's oil fields with overwhelming force. That includes Russia, Syria, or any remnants of ISIS. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Secretary Mark Esper declared U.S. forces will remain positioned in this strategic area to deny ISIS access to those vital resources and will respond with overwhelming military force against any group that threatens the safety of our forces there. Esper's comments echoed the resolve of President Trump in a speech in Chicago regarding the Syrian oil fields.
We're keeping the oil. Remember that. I've always said that. Keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil.
Profits from the Syrian oil fields provided the bulk of the funding for the Islamic terror group ISIS. I'm John Clemens.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1938 when Orson Welles' War of the Worlds radio play is broadcast. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.